call this July Land Board meeting to order. Has everybody had the opportunity to review the minutes of the last meeting? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. No. And I should also announce we are all here. Commissioner Downing is joining us virtually. We will begin with the first action item. Director Castor, could you please inform us about this matter?
Yes, thank you, Lieutenant Governor. The first action item is 0722-1, Montana Department of Corrections, Howie Boundary Relocation. The Department of Corrections is seeking approval of a boundary relocation to remedy an inadvertent encroachment issue. The property is located at 121 North Whitetail Road, south of Boulder, and situated on Section 4, Township 5 North, Range 4 West, Jefferson County, Montana. In the spring of 2018, during right-of-way acquisition activities for the Montana Department of Transportation, it was discovered that improvements owned by Ona Howie, J.D. Howie, Gay Howie Peterson, Ina Thompson, jointly referred to as Howie, which include a residence, outbuildings, and fencing improvements, are situated on land owned by the Department of the Corrections. The Howies mistakenly placed the structures on the state land, believing it to be their land, which abuts the state land to the east. In a good faith effort to help the Department of Corrections and the Howies, MDT has prepared a certificate of survey for a boundary realignment, which would exchange equal areas of land, 5.474 acres, between Department of Corrections and the Howies. Appraisals for strip acquisition necessary for the highway improvement project were completed in September of 2018 for Department of Corrections and Howie properties. The conclusion of value was that the tracts had the same highest and best use of grazing land at $1,200 per acre. Due to the cost and time involved in contracting an appraisal with the Department of Corrections requests the land board consider an exchange of property interests for the mutual benefit of the agency and the landowner who would otherwise be displaced from property long thought to be theirs. The proposed common boundary relocation would remedy the encroachment issues. The relocation of common boundaries will place all of the Howie's improvements on their property and will allow the DOC to receive an equal exchange of land that is of equal or greater value. The Department of Corrections requests approval of items 0722-1 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment? And would you please let us know who you are and who you are representing, if someone other than yourself?
My name is Sarah Mazonik. I'm representing the Department of Corrections, and we just would ask that the Land Board approve this requested boundary relocation. I will take any questions.
We'll ask questions afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there's any other public comment.
Madam Chairman, my name is Lewis Smith. I'm an attorney with the Smith Law Firm in Helena and Deer Lodge. I represent the Howie family, and we also ask the board to go ahead and approve this exchange. Howie's father is the one that purchased the property, believed based on the fencing that it went all the way to the highway, and used it, had his daughter go ahead and put a residence on it, and then courtesy of the Department of Transportation doing their road work, found out that there is a problem. And so we believe that we've got a situation worked out, a remedy that will benefit both parties, and would ask the board to go ahead and approve this. I'm available for questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any other public comment? Okay, commissioners, do you have any questions for the witnesses?
Madam Chairman, nothing for the witnesses. I would just like to make a comment, if I may. I'm impressed. This looks like a good cooperative effort between what looks like a unfortunate mistaken situation, and I'm pleased to see the department work with the landowners and work out a swap here that I think is mutually beneficial. And so often we see things like this in other states that I think are probably handled wrongly and they're a little more contentious, but this one, I'm very pleased with how this was handled. I'm going to support this.
And I guess it's a warning to never assume that the fence is your boundary line. Any other comments from the land board members? Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, I move we approve item 0722-1.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We'll take Secretary Jacobson's. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? The matter passes as approved. The next action item is 0722-2. Director Castor, could you give us a report on this?
Yes. The next action item is 0722-2, Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks purchase of property for addition to Mount Hagen Wildlife Management Area. The Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks proposes to purchase a fee simple interest in an approximately 829-acre property of an addition to the Mount Hagen Wildlife Management Area in Deer Lodge County, Montana. The parcel is accessed through Highway 569 and is 3 to 4 miles southeast of Anaconda. Landowners Roger and Gail Burnett wish to sell this parcel to FWP at the appraised value of $2,590,000 to increase access and opportunities at the WMA for public hunting, fishing, and recreation for neighboring residents, Deer Lodge County residents, and visiting recreationists. Acquisition of this property would increase cohesive management of Mount Hagen WMA, especially in terms of fire management, and would increase public access to land already managed for fisheries, wildlife, and recreational opportunities. This property contains 3 structures. The landowner would donate these structures to FWP. A total of 36 public comments were received, including support from the community as well as the Deer Lodge commissioners. There was concern over increased incidence of deer and mountain lions being reported in Anaconda. FWP has increased mountain lion quotas in the area. The Fish and Wildlife Commission approved this purchase unanimously on June 22, 2022. The FWP requests approval of item 0722-2 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on item 0722-2? And please state your name and who you represent, if not yourself.
Lieutenant Governor, Commissioners of the Board, good morning. My name is Mike Mueller. I'm the Senior Lands Program Manager for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and I would like to just take a couple minutes to highlight this project. I would like to thank the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff and their diligence and hard work on this, too. So we really enjoy working with our partners, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. I represent 14,000 members of the Elk Foundation, 20 chapters, and about 500 volunteers. You mentioned the landowners. I would really just like to expand on that a minute. They've owned the property for about 18 years. We've been working on this project with them for about 2 years. Due to their age and health reasons, I'm amazed that they've stuck with us. They're amazing landowners. They're so dedicated to wildlife habitat, public access in Montana. They did a project with the Elk Foundation a while back with the Forest Service called Zeke's Meadows. And we have gone through a lot of different phases of this project, but they have stuck with us the whole way, including donating improvements, because with their age and health, the stress of that and breaking even was really going to be rough on them. So they have just done everything to make this happen and bring it up to this point. The support on this project is overwhelming. We have county commission approval. We have $258,000 grant from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Conservation Trust that shows the value of the project, $50,000 from the Heart of the Rockies Initiative, and I don't need to talk about the habitat. These projects, we only bring the best of the best. This project is such diverse habitat with the wildlife and the fisheries, a couple miles of streams, maybe even public access for fishing and, of course, hunting. But the location is everything. It's on the border of Mount Hagen Wildlife Management Area, our largest WMA, and it's right in between a Fish, Wildlife, and Parks conservation easement. So the location is critical. There has been a lot of development interest in this property. The landowners keep pushing back and giving us a little bit more time. And I would just say the Army of History with Montana and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in 2019 and 2020, we've done a couple small projects like this next to the Mount Hagen Wildlife Management Area. Everybody knows the pressures coming into Montana and our elk country and wildlife habitat. These are the kinds of things we've been partnering with our state with. protecting those places next to our existing WMAs. Not producing new ones necessarily, but just taking care of what we got because of the irreversible impacts that could happen if we didn't acquire those. And everybody loves to see the great WMAs we had be protected, conserved, expanded, and it's a wonderful thing to do. We also did another project in that area, adding to the Garrity WMA. So that just gives you an idea what our partnership has been and the things we've been working on. So I'm just hoping this project can move forward, that you would, in your wisdom, support the project. I'd hate to see this public access opportunity to open up 3,200 acres to buffer one of our great WMAs, conserve some extraordinary habitat and fisheries habitat, and hopefully not allow some irreversible impacts to our great WMA there. So thanks for the time, and we hope that you would endorse or move this project forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment?
Lieutenant Governor, members of the board, thank you for this opportunity. For the record, my name is Marcus Strange, just like it sounds, and I'm here representing the Montana Wildlife Federation. I'm a policy director for the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I love following Mike because he talks about most of the things that I was going to cover, so I will simply echo his comments and say that our membership is incredibly enthusiastic about this opportunity. It's a great use of federal funds as well as state funds that hunters and recreationists have set aside, and we look forward to being able to celebrate the completion of this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Strange. Any other public comment? Seeing no other public comments, do we have any comment from any of the land board members? Is there a motion? Commissioner Downing, are you still with us?
I think he's muted.
You are muted. We can't hear you.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Madam Chair. Yes, sorry about that. Yes, I would move that we postpone this to the next land board meeting. I think a continuance is in order, not because of any of the merits or lack thereof of the consideration here, but it was brought up that there is some potentially some cloud on title, and I'm not opining on whether those are high risk or low risk. I just think that it is in our best interest to make sure that that's all cleared up before we take a vote on this. So I would move that we continue to the next land board meeting.
Commissioner Downing has made a motion to postpone this item to the next land board meeting. Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Having heard a motion and a second, is there any discussion amongst the land board members?
Madam Chair, if I may, I just want to say thanks to Mr. Moore from our Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and Mr. Strange from the Montana Wildlife Federation. I know a lot of people have done a lot of work on this, and I just want to make sure it's understood that my request to continue is basically not a decision whether this is a good deal or not. It's just I want to make sure that we've cleared up any questions about cloud on title before we vote on this. Thank you.
The motion on the table is to postpone this item to the next land board meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries, and we will reconsider this at the next land board meeting. The next item is 0722-3, a timber sale. Director Castor.
Yes, the next item is 0722-3, Timber Sale Flatschmidt. The Flatschmidt Timber Sale is located approximately 8 miles southwest of Ovando, Montana. The sale includes two harvest units of tractor logging. The estimated harvest value is 3,598 tons, 550 million board feet of saw log timber. The minimum bid is 20.86 per ton, which would generate approximately $75,054 for the Public Buildings and Common Schools Trust, and approximately $11,945 in forest improvement fees. The sale would utilize individual tree selection and seed tree harvest prescriptions designed to reduce insect and disease issues, promote forest health, and progression towards desired future outcomes. In conjunction with the sale, the DNRC is proposing 1.68 miles of road reconstruction and 2.03 miles of road maintenance. Access to the timber sale is obtained through Powell County and DNRC roads. A total of 8 public comments were received as described in the agenda item and are resolved as noted. The DNRC requests approval of item 0722-3 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on item 0722-3? Any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, I move we approve item 0722-3.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any discussion by the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. The next item is 0722-4, Director Castor.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor. The next item is 0722-4, Communitization Agreement, Golden Monkey Number 1H Well. Bluebird Energy LLC has filed a request with the DNRC for the approval of a communitization agreement to communitize state-owned acreage in conformity with the Montana Board of Oil and Gas Conservation Commission regulations. The Golden Monkey Number 1H well is located approximately 30 miles northeast of Millstone, Montana, and was drilled on state trust land in Section 16. The DNRC tract comprises 50% of the communitized area. DNRC will consequently receive 8.335% of all oil production. The communitization agreement will benefit the common schools. The DNRC requests approval of item 0722-4 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on item 0722-4? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, I move we approve item 0722-4.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any discussion by the board members?
Question for the department, Madam Chair.
Director Castor?
Yes.
Madam Chair and Director Castor, what's this well doing? I didn't have the opportunity to get on the web mapper and check. I'm sure you're going to want to defer this to the right person, but I'm just curious. Normally, these horizontal stand-ups are on a 1280 spacing. We're looking to cut that in half, make it a 640 with a couple of 320s, which I find a little interesting. But I'm just curious, what's the numbers on this well? What's it producing? Is there, I'm going to assume they're going to want to do this because they're wanting to put another stand up next to it, another half of these two sections, but that's speculation on my point, and I'd just like a little information.
Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, thank you for the question. If I may, I'd like to redirect to Trevor with the DNRC.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor, members of the board. For the record, my name is Trevor Taylor. I'm the Minerals Management Bureau Chief. And Attorney General Knutson, you're right. Typically, a horizontal well in the Bakken would be on a 1280 spacing unit. Over in the Heath, in this part of central Montana, it's still somewhat of an unknown. This is still considered a wildcat type well. There hasn't been a lot of production. This is one of the more successful wells in the Heath. I think currently it's producing over 1,000 barrels a month. Started over about 4,000 barrels a month, and then they shut it in for during the COVID time and the low oil prices. But they've turned it back on. They're producing about the same amount of water. And in order to limit the amount of acreage held by this well, the board made the decision to cut the spacing unit in half and just utilize half of each of those sections and a 640 instead of a 1280 until they see how this is. There's a lot of unknowns with the Heath production. There's a lot of fractures, so it's not like the Bakken where you drill one well. Most likely the next three wells you drill will be just like it. You could drill a well in the other half of the section, and it could be completely different. So I think that's the purpose that they had there. I will stand for any further questions. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions? let's proceed to vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion carries. Director Castor, the next item.
The next item is 0722-5, land banking parcels set minimum bid. The DNRC is requesting to set the minimum bid for four parcels totaling approximately 200 acres nominated for sale in Scioto County. The sale was nominated by the lessee and are located approximately 30 miles north of Great Falls, Montana. The sale parcels have been used primarily for livestock grazing purposes and have below productivity for agriculture and grazing lands statewide. Preliminary approval was granted in October 2021 with a vote of 5-0. These sales will benefit Pine Hill Schools. The DNRC requests approval of item 0722-5 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on item 0722-5? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, I move agenda item 0722-5.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion among the board members? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. Director Castor, the last item.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. The last item is 0722-6, easements. The easements before you today are detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Cascade, Dawson, Flathead, McCone, Missoula, Richland, and Weibo counties. Total easement package value is $192,420. This easement package will benefit Common Schools, Public Land Trust, and School for Deaf and Blind. This month's easements are for buried fiber optic cable, buried electric power line, highway reconstruction, buried crude oil and natural gas pipelines, and private access road. The DNRC requests approval of item 0722-6 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, I move we approve item 0722-6.
Is there a second?
I second, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion amongst the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, board members. That concludes today's agenda items. At this time, we will take any general public comment on items that weren't listed on today's agenda. Any public comment? Thank you. Do I entertain, I hear a motion to adjourn.
So
moved.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.